The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there and happy Friday. Today is Friday, October 15th, and the Philadelphia Eagles are now 2-4 after falling to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday night in a comeback attempt 28-22. Early on Friday morning, the Eagles officially traded their veteran tight end Zach Ertz to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for a fifth-round pick in the 2022 NFL Draft and rookie cornerback Tay Gowan. Trade rumors have been surrounding the 30-year-old tight end for quite a little while now, and the time has officially come. Zach Ertz has spent his entire career with the Philadelphia Eagles since entering the league as a second-round draft pick in 2013, and he made it very, very clear that Philly is home. Zach Ertz spoke with the Philly media and is at the podium with an emotional presser, and it's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. During the press conference, Zach Ertz expressed just how much he has loved his time spent in Philly and why he loves the fans. And he also touched on how special it was being able to play one last game in front of fans at the Link. Take a listen to what the future Eagles Hall of Famer had to say.
What's up, everyone? Obviously, emotional day, emotional week. I'm going to try not to cry in this one like last January when I thought it was my last one. But what a journey it's been. What an amazing journey. What an amazing 8+ years, 9 years here. Obviously, I'm extremely excited to be going to the Arizona Cardinals, play with a team that is rolling right now, and just be able to add my skill set to that team. Ecstatic about that situation and just looking forward to being going into that building and showing the type of player I am, the work ethic I am, with no expectation, just want to win football games. But this is obviously a time of reflection, this amazing 9 years here. And, you know, one of the things that kind of irked me the past couple of days is when this was coming about and people started to know about it, they're like, well, you know, you're going home. You're going back to California. Julie's home. And this is home. Philadelphia's home. And that was tough just to kind of articulate that to people, that I love this place. I've said it all along. And it's a great opportunity to be here, and I loved it here. I did the best I could every day, and I can leave knowing that. And this isn't going to be the last you'll see of me here in the city. Our foundation is still going to roll here. This is where we want to make an impact. We're doing an amazing project called the House of Hope, right in Hunting Park. It's an old church that we're completely revamping, turning it into a Wi-Fi cafe for kids after school. It's going to be a church on Sunday and a Wi-Fi cafe. The goal is around $1.1, $1.2 million to be raised, to around $750K. Julie and I donated 100 by ourselves. The foundation donated another 100. Had amazing partnerships with Acme and Comcast so far. And so that's something I'm extremely excited about leaving here, is that building. And obviously I'm emotional about it. I was crying in my locker last night for 30 minutes. I felt bad because the guys didn't really know, but I couldn't help it. It was special. You know, last January against the Washington, there were no fans. And so it was weird. And I'm glad I didn't end it like that last January. And it was special last night. Obviously, we didn't win, which sucked. But it was fun. It was fun to do what I do out there, and I felt like I played great. Was myself, and I'm excited to go to Arizona. And I'll take a few questions. Obviously, this is extremely difficult, so I'll do my best.
Hey, Zach. I know you said that Philadelphia is home. At what point in your career here did it start to feel like that?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, coming from California, the first year was tough. We played against Detroit in the snowstorm. And I was like, man, I don't know if I can do this. California, you don't even see snow where I lived. And you had to seek out the snow if you wanted to see it. And I come out after pregame warmups, and there's a foot of snow on the ground. I can't even run because I'm slipping all over the place. LaShawn has amazing grip. He can do whatever he wants on the field that day, and I'm freaking just by the heater. So that year was rough. I don't think I called it home just yet, but I think, after the third year, when I knew I was going to be here for a while and we really knew that this was going to be a place that we wanted to continue to pour into, and just the love that I felt each and every Sunday playing here, winning a Super Bowl here, doing everything we did off the field here, it's just the people. I mean, that's the toughest part, is leaving the people, leaving the fans. I played with Jason Kelce for 9 years. So that's the toughest part.
Thanks, Zach. Good luck.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Rob Motti.
Hey, Zach, you spoke candidly and emotionally last January about what you wanted your legacy to be in Philadelphia. You've had 9-10 more months here to kind of write that. How do you think the past 9-10 months have either added to it, affected it, changed it, enhanced it, however you want to phrase it?
I don't know. That's for you guys to decide, I guess. I loved this place. Obviously, I don't regret the way me playing here the past 6 weeks, and it's been a lot of fun. And I said that in training camp. I was having a blast in training camp. I had a blast coming to work every day. Obviously, we didn't win enough games in the first 6 weeks. Obviously, I wish I would have played a little more at times or got the ball a little more at times. But to me, all I care about is winning football games. We just didn't do it enough in the first 6 weeks. And I think that's all that matters in this city, is winning football games. The standards are so high for a reason. The fans care so much. And it's tough for some people, but I loved it. And that was the bottom line. I loved playing here. I didn't care if I got booed. I didn't care if I got said bad things on a Monday after a terrible game on Sunday, because I knew I was going to be in here Monday early catching jugs machines if I had a couple drops, or working on blocking if I missed a block. That's all I cared about, was trying to get better and be the best player I could. And the legacy stuff, that's for you guys. I just know I did my best each and every day to be the best player I could. And I could walk out of the door today, obviously, emotional, but content at everything that we've done here.
Rob, and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Zach. The stuff you just said about not caring if you got booed, obviously there were some tough moments. There were moments where you were booed. There were moments where there were ups and downs. How are you able to understand that the fans just wanted you guys to be the best you can be and not allow that to be a negative for you, because there are some athletes who can't handle that? At what point in your career did you realize that this is just only going to motivate and drive me and help me and be able to turn it into a positive?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously when I was young, I think a lot of young players struggle with this. You know, you're told for so long how good you are in high school. Coming out, you're typically a pretty good player. You're a big time recruit. You have college coaches telling you how good you are. You get to college, you're not great early in your career. You get to the end of your college career, everyone's telling you how great you are. And you kind of sort of expect it in society today. I think a lot of people kind of expect, they want to be told how good they are. And it's just not the case. It's not reality. It's okay to be told that you're not playing great. It's okay to be told that you need to be better. And in reality, no one should have to tell you that as a professional athlete. I could tell myself if I played well or if I didn't play well. I could tell you exactly how the fans are going to react based on how I played. I don't need them to, I mean, I know. So it is, for me, it's just what it is. You can't take it for more than what it is. These people love their team. They love the Eagles. They love their players. This city loves their players. And they want to see us succeed as much, if not more, than we want to succeed. And so for me, that's just, it's what I loved about this place. People were honest. People, they're blunt. They don't care about you apologizing on a game on social media if you played poorly. They want you to see you put in the work Monday through Saturday to get better for Sunday. And for me, I think that's what I love. That's why I think I resonated in this city. It's because all I knew was how to work hard. And that's why I love this place.
We have time for a couple more, so we'll go to Jeff, Ruben, and then Mike K.
Zach, thanks for doing this. I just have a few questions. So if Dallas hadn't gone on the COVID list, do you think the trade would have gone off then? It seems odd that a trade was pretty much agreed upon and they still had you play.
I cannot answer that. What if, Jeff? The fact of the matter is he was on COVID, and I mean, being able to play my last game at home was special. And I don't know if it was a salary cap thing or whatever it is. The fact of the matter is I enjoyed my last game last night knowing that I was going to not be here. And I didn't really talk to anyone about it during the week. I talked to my family or Julie about it, talked to my agent about it. And I just wanted to focus on the task at hand, which was trying to win a football game. And for me, that's all I've tried to do in my career. And so I wasn't going to let something that was in the future affect my preparation for the week. So I can talk about what would have happened if Dallas wasn't on COVID.
Okay. And then real quick. So the compensation, according to reports, is pretty much what it would have been had something been done before the season. So I'm trying to understand, why the move wasn't made then. And what was the explanation you received? And what was your opinion of that?
I mean, I couldn't control. I tried to articulate in the offseason how I felt about everything. And I'm not the one pulling the trades. And I'm employee number 86. I don't know. Hopefully it takes a little while for them to get another one in there. But I just do the best I can. And I don't know what happened. I don't regret anything about this offseason. I didn't say anything. I just tried to get healthy and be the best that I could. And I think playing last night, I think if you go back and watch everything, watch the game, not just the catches, but I think I showed exactly who I am as a player again last night. And so I'm excited. I don't regret anything that happened. I don't regret that it didn't happen before the season, because this is a much better way to go out than January 3rd of last year. And at the end of the day, yeah, we're 11 catches away from the record. But if you told me coming into the league that I would be second all-time possibly in this great organization's history, that would have been an unbelievable achievement in my eyes. And who knows, maybe I'll come back and get 12 catches and Harold can go to number two. But I'll let him have it for a few more years, I guess, maybe forever. But it's been fun.
Let's wrap it up with Ruben, then Mike.
Hey, Zach. Howie mentioned that he called you an Eagles Hall of Famer, and mentioned that you saw Runyon and Trey went in yesterday. You know how much the Eagles Hall of Fame means. What does it mean to you that obviously it won't be official for a little while, but he basically said that you'll be in the Eagles Hall of Fame one day. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's an honor. I mean, this organization stands for so much, not only as players, but I feel like really in this community. It's a representation of the blue-collar work ethic that this city represents, and it will be an honor one day to have that opportunity. Obviously, just I think it just is a reflection of just the way I approached things. I don't think it's necessarily – obviously, the results were there on Sundays, but I don't think you show up 16 times a game and go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. You got to show up each and every day. I love to practice. I still love to practice. And I was talking to a player who's probably at the end, and I asked him the other day, I said, why do you want to go one more year? And he just said, you know, I just don't want to end how it ended last season or whatever. And he asked me why you keep playing. I said, because I love the process. I love the process of going to work on a Wednesday morning. I love the process of going to training camp practice on a Thursday when I don't feel like practicing. My body's telling me, you really can't practice today. But mentally, just preparing myself when things are going poorly, because I know they are going to go poorly at some point in the season, to tell my mind, to tell my body, hey, it's time to go. So I love the process. I love this game. And I think that's what a Philadelphia Eagle is all about, is showing up all the time, doing your best, living with the results, and then improving from there. And obviously, my goal is to be in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully this move to Arizona will continue to help me on that. But it truly is an honor to do that, and I can't wait to come back and celebrate that one day with all you guys.
Thank you. Good luck.
Go ahead, Mike. We lost him.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Zach, can you hear me?
Yep.
Thanks for doing this. I know you said that the wins are what matters to you, but you knew going into this game you probably weren't going to be back. What did capping this run with that final touchdown in front of this crowd mean to you in that moment, knowing that this was probably the last time? And did you keep the ball?
It was awesome. I think I spiked the ball so hard, I think it disappeared. I just tried. It was surreal. I mean, I wanted to win the game, obviously, but catching a touchdown on the first drive was fun. It kind of just allowed me to play free the rest of the game and not really worry about anything else but trying to win the football game, which is what I always have done. But it was awesome to do that. I mean, I think this team's got a lot of young talent. There's a lot of good young players to build around. And I'm excited. I'm going to be the biggest fan from afar, obviously. Always going to be cheering for these guys. I think I've developed so many good relationships over the years. Even these young guys that are just coming into the league, I feel like I've truly gotten to know them and connected with them this year. It's been a lot of fun. And so I'm going to be rooting from afar. Obviously, the foundation is going to keep doing what they're doing. You guys can go to earthfamilyfoundation.org to check out some more information on the House of Hope. We're partnering with a lot of great people. It's going to be an amazing, amazing project for our city. Obviously, there's an epidemic of gun violence right now in the city, and we want to provide a safe space for these kids, give them a place to go to do their homework, get some food, feed them, give them some guidance. We're partnering with Timoteo organization run by Pastor Rob Whitmire. And so just because I'm not physically here doesn't mean I'm not going to be here continually. And I'm so excited to join the Cardinals. They're 5-0. Got a big game against the Browns on Sunday. I'm looking forward to playing with Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins and AJ Green, and Jordan Hicks has been recruiting me all week, so it's going to be good to see him. And I'll tell him you guys all say hello. Don't worry. But I truly love it here. I truly appreciate all you guys. We've had some great times. We've had some low times. But I know I did my best. And I think at the end of the day, I can live with that walking out of here today. It's going to be tough. But it's been a blast. And so I'm appreciative to all you guys. And thanks for everything.
G-G-N.